after you find out that you've been cheated on, one of the things that people often try to figure out right away is, what am I going to do next? Exactly. Like, they need to come up with an exact plan. And that, I'm going to submit to you in this video, is something that actually keeps you stuck in pain longer. Specifically, that need for certainty. So let's talk about that, kind of break down why this happens and a different way to think about it. So first off, I just want to clarify, I completely understand that desire. Your mind is probably asking, okay, should I stay? Should I go? If I do stay, how should I go about rebuilding it? Feeling like you need an exact step-by-step plan. What are the exact rules that my partner will have to follow to be able to prove that they are trustworthy again? Or if I am going to leave, what is my exact escape plan? What exact day am I leaving? What exactly will the divorce look like, etc.? But with that, the weight of this decision can feel crushing because you're placing all of the outcome of the rest of your life on making the right decision. And that is fundamentally going to just keep you trapped in more pain, and it's going to prevent you from taking even a single step forward. And so you just get stuck in this paralysis of analysis and indecision. But here's the difficult truth, and I know that you know it. The level of certainty that you're looking for simply doesn't exist after the betrayal. The path forward only becomes clear one step at a time. The clarity that you're seeking comes through taking steps, not through figuring out every single detail ahead of time. Now, are there times when you're going to need to be strategic, think things through, speak to a legal expert in some cases, for example? Yes, absolutely. But when it comes to I'm talking more about the existential side of, am I making the right decision? You are going to have to take some steps forward to actually know. It's similar to a lot of the advice around finding a fulfilling career. The idea that you can sit back, reflect, and figure out through just all in your head what's going to make you happy and satisfied in a career has been proven in a bunch of different studies to be a myth. And it's the same thing with even choosing a romantic partner. Think about when you were dating this person or anybody else. You didn't come to the conclusion that you should pursue a relationship with them in one decision. It was multiple decisions along the way. So you think that there needs to be one right decision to stay or go, and you think that it is a choice that is made one time. And both of those are wrong. There are a lot of decisions that can be made, and there are a lot of decisions along this path. And that can actually be a huge relief and weight off your shoulders to recognize, I don't have to have everything figured out right now. I just need to figure out, okay, big picture, what do I want in relationships? Have a vision that is guiding you. Have some values, a vision that is guiding you. And then use that to just figure out, okay, what is the next tiny step that I can take? It doesn't have to be figuring everything out right now. Another element that's really interesting is that, again, the certainty that you're looking for doesn't come prior to the decision. It comes afterward. And if you start going down a path and realize, okay, this actually isn't the right one, it comes through having the inner resilience to know that you have the strength to pivot and to adjust. So you can handle the emotions that arise, believing that making one choice today doesn't lock you into that decision forever. Knowing that the fog of uncertainty will gradually lift as you start moving, not when you stand still. You need to have certain beliefs about yourself and your ability to navigate the path instead of just finding the perfect path. So take the smallest step that feels right. Create temporary structures so you can establish what you need in this moment without making permanent decisions. Like, I need my space for this week is not saying we're separating or we're getting a divorce. Or saying, hey, I need to spend some time with you this week is not saying I'm going to fix everything with you. You can create some temporary structures based on what you need right now. Another thing you can do is really take time in whatever way works best for you to reconnect with your own knowing. You have to learn how to trust your gut, your instinct, your intuition, and not put all of the pressure on it either. Know how to trust that inkling of a decision to go one way or the other, but then also trust yourself to validate that through experience and having the courage to, based off a gut instinct or a hunch, start going, knowing that you can always change that, at least somewhat change that later. And notice along the way, as you experiment, for example, with more time with them, more time apart, like notice what is bringing you peace. Let peace and other things that you value, joy, love, safety, like do you feel safer with them or without them? Not in a Stockholm syndrome type of way, not in a trauma bonding type of way, but again, this is where connecting to yourself and knowing what it really is like for you to feel these things is so important. And there's honestly a strange freedom that comes when you accept that you don't have to know the entire path forward today. When you embrace that healing happens step by step and that clarity comes through movement rather than through perfect planning, you can let out a little bit of a sigh and recognize that you don't have to have it perfect. And again, just to clarify, this is not about staying in harmful situations. This isn't about avoiding setting up necessary boundaries. It's about recognizing that healing from this and finding out what you want is a process. It will include multiple steps over time, not one perfect decision. And those multiple steps over time, if you're moving in confidence and you're working on yourself and you're healing internally, it doesn't have to take years. It can just be a couple of weeks or a couple of months where like the core steps toward your new life take place. But you need to recognize that it's not going to be one big perfect thing that solves it all. It's going to be a bunch of little victories. The question isn't what's the perfect solution, but the question is what is my next step toward healing? And that's something you can answer today, even without knowing where it ultimately leads. So feel free. I mean, take some time, think about it. If you're really struggling with this, you can book a call with me and we can discuss what this might look like for you. But hopefully this helps. This is a bit of a more scattered video than normally, but I hope that at the very least you capture the kind of the energy or the direction of what I'm trying to get across.